Welcome to Working with Caber Carter, a build, remodel, repair company located here in the great Pacific Northwest. I'm John Sanford, the owner. Now, you were sent our way most likely because someone has referred you to us or you found us based on our online ratings. So, welcome. Caber Carter is a small renovation firm, but we have a mighty background. It's ran by a second-generation carpenter, which is me, and we're very proud of our work. This is a quick primer to working with us, and if you stick with me for the next 4 minutes, I'm going to give you all the essential tools to get your project completed on time and on budget. I know that's a big claim, but just stick with me. So now most companies, they're going to meet you at your house, give you a bid or an estimate to start construction as fast as possible because they want that first check. We found this is a terrible move and one that we've gotten away from as a rule. To give you an accurate cost, your contractor needs to research the materials and the process to ensure your bid, whatever estimate they're going to give you, is going to be accurate. And we found that spending time in the first phase, which is the pre-construction phase of a project, that's going to build trust, it's going to build understanding, and eliminate a tremendous amount of headaches down the road. So when we first meet for that meet and greet, which is the first step to getting together, we are looking for some basic things. One, you have a vision of your completed project, right? You have it in mind. You have the end goal in mind so we can both look at it and say, okay, we've met that and it looks good. Number two, you have some idea of the process, right? Construction is a very emotional process. And so if you've done it before, that helps. If you have a little bit of that idea of the process, it's going to help you out as well. And number three, are you a reasonable and good people, just like we are? You know, is it going to be a good relationship to work together? And that also goes along with having a reasonable budget. You know, if we walk through all the items in the construction and we identify some costs that were not seen before, does your budget allow for that? You know, maybe it isn't the best time to build right now because, you know, maybe it doesn't fit into your budget. You know, there doesn't need to be pressure to push it down your throat and say, okay, let's get started right now. And for the whole project to balloon in cost, that's not needed. What is needed though, is to have that time together to think it through. But we have to know that someone has a reasonable budget, that we can work a little bit in case we do have some changes, which always happens in construction. So from the first second we meet you, we're trying to build five fundamental documents that shape your project and help your project finish on time and on budget. This is how we do it. I'm going to go through it really quick and then we'll go through each one in a little bit more depth. So the five fundamental documents are, number one, a vision, right? An actual visual representation of your project that can be completed. And this could be a clipping or whatnot. We'll get into it a little bit more, but number one is a vision. Number two is a scope. A scope is all of the construction process broken down into a calendar with who's responsible for what and when, and then everyone can see the calendar from a distance, right? Now this thing's gonna change 100 times by the time the construction is done. But with that being said, if you have a scope, what that allows us to do on our side is actually bid accurately or as accurate as we can get. Now, when we're doing construction, if things change throughout, that's a change order, right? But we all go into it thinking through the process and each one of the steps. So that's scope. Specs and selections is number three. The specs and selections is the specifications and the selections. So how we're going to build and what materials we're going to be using. Number four is plans and permits. Plans and permits are self-explanatory, but we use building plans rather than permit plans. It's a difference, and I'll explain a little bit later. And then number five, of course, is a really good construction contract that supports your vision, and it keeps us both safe to be able to make sure that we can continue doing this for a long time. These are the five fundamental documents, and it's a big step in the pre-construction phase of construction that's often missed by contractors. So the first document, and we need it, is a clear vision of the project. This can literally be a magazine clipping. It could be a drawing of your favorite project or a Pinterest page, which is what we use. Whatever it is, it needs to encapsulate that dream. This needs to become the vision document and our end goal. Literally, we post it up on the project so that whenever we walk by when we're doing the work, we look at it and go, that's it. That's what we're going to make that happen. Now, the second document, of course, is the scope of the project. Now, simply put, like I was talking about before, what do you want us to do to make this project work? You know, are we only doing the framing or are we building the project from soup to nuts, you know, from start to finish? This is vital since it clarifies our role and honestly, it lets us bid accurately. So we make sure we're not overbidding for what the project is and charging more money. The third is specs and selections. And this is often called the S sheet in construction. This is often done with us through our online project management portal. We use CoConstruct. but this is a vital step to know what materials and methods you want us to use to get to your vision, right? This we will go back to many times during your project, and it's really important. You know, we came from the commercial contracting field. That's kind of our background, and we came into residential. And the difference between the two is that when you do a residential project, you know, you have your plans and your permits and your specifications. And in the commercial world, your plans might be 150 pages, not five, not 10, 150 pages. Your permits, you know, are just whatever permit sizes that go along with that. But then your specifications, your S sheet, could be up to 1,000 pages. It can be a whole Bible. So, you know, the amount of specification and the specificity you get into the materials you're using, you really can't get granular enough, honestly. Now, there's a certain amount of time when you say, okay, enough's enough. We're going to use these materials the best we can using our best methods and processes. But with that being said, having those marked down isn't going to hurt anyone, you know, making sure that it's really clear. But an S sheet is it's kind of our how-to tool. It's kind of our book that we go through the entire project to make sure it's done right. Don't leave that up for chance. You know, you need to have a company that knows what they're doing. And if it isn't entirely clear to you, have it written out. There's no reason not to. Number four and five are self-explanatory. But once we know what your vision is and what we're doing to help you and what materials and methods we're going to use to do that, then we need to write it down in a comprehensive set of build plans. Now, often plans are meant for permitting purposes. So what those are is they just give basic measurements and whatnot. And the permit people, they don't care really what the measurements are. They don't really care what the materials are. What they do care is if it's following code, the ICC, International Construction Code, which is what Oregon is generally adopted. But keep in mind, Caber Carter is ran by carpenters. We get our hands dirty every day. We're not a large corporate firm, but our plans are meant to be built with. We're not run by project managers, we're run by carpenters. And this is a very important distinction in the trades. Ask anyone that's been doing this more than just a couple of years. Okay, so the last one. So if we've gone through this vision and we've put together a scope so we understand how long it's going to take and who's going to do what, and we've gone through the materials and the S sheet, and we have a really good set of plans that we can build with, that seems pretty good, but you know what? We need to have an agreement to be able to make sure we do it right. All of these things need to be itemized in a good contract. And that contract needs to itemize the completion date, the prices, and the guarantees that we're willing to do. All five of these documents together are the five fundamental documents, and let's review really quick. They're the vision, the scope, specs and selections, or the S sheet, plans and permits, and of course, a contract. And they allow us to know what the end goal looks like, or the vision, what part we're going to play with you, the scope, the materials and methods we're going to use to get you there, and what plans and agreements we're going to use to do so. So we found that with these five documents, and with that right thinking, most job sites can stay on budget and on time because the thinking's been done ahead of time. And we've worked out all the kinks as much as we can before stepping foot onto your project. So thank you again for working with Caber Carter. We're run by second generation carpenters who provide, you know, an industry leading warranty because we love what we do. And we have this down to a fine science because we try to think it through. We're really passionate about this process. We're passionate about doing the work right. We have learned from our mistakes and we've built upon our successes. I'm John Sanford, the owner of Caber Carter, and I genuinely look forward to working with you to make whatever vision you have a reality.